Believe it or not, burnout is very highly common among people in our world today. Hi, my name is Pastor Kim, and this is Transforming Lives, where transformation is the subject. Today, I want to talk about burnout, the symptoms, and some possible treatment that you can use if it is that you are experiencing the big B, I call it. Burnout is happening in our world today, and a lot more people are feeling it, especially after this COVID-19 pandemic. Persons have had to be working from home, schooling their kids at home, finding ways to keep their business going, and pretty much doing everything in their power to stay above it all. And it is resulting more and more in burnout because mental health is not as highlighted as physical health, but mental health is as important as physical health. And a lot of people do not prioritize their mental health, and so they are experiencing burnout. It is not readily acceptable or readily realizable when you are experiencing burnout, because a lot of people do not know what burnout means, or they don't know what it feels like, so they can't know when they're actually experiencing burnout syndrome. But it is important that you study your body to know when you've had too much and when you need to pull back so that you can live a healthy life. Now, there are a few symptoms of burnout, and I want to talk about three of them in today's episode. Number one, feeling helpless, trapped, and defeated. This is one of the symptoms of burnout, where a lot of people, they are experiencing this and they feel trapped, they feel helpless, and they feel defeated, as if you are in a prison, or you feel as if you are not progressive. You are not making it at all. You are just stuck. You are trapped. And you feel like you are in bondage, when the reality is you are not in bondage. You have freedom, but you just feel helpless, as if no one understands what you are going through and no one can help you because they don't understand or they don't get what you're feeling. At least this is what you are thinking, and so they can't help you. Another symptom of burnout is detached, being detached, or feeling some type of detachment, feeling like you are alone in the world. There are a lot of people who feel like they are the only one living the kind of life they are living or going through the thing they are going through. Nobody else is experiencing it. Therefore, no one else can speak to it and no one can help them to get out of it because they are the only one that's going through this. There is a scripture in the Bible where Elijah thought that he was the only one left in the world as a prophet that didn't bow their knees to Baal. And God said, no, I have 7,000 more that did not bow their knees to Baal. But this is burnout, because Elijah would have gone to Carmel, fought against the armies of Jezebel, the queen, and then the queen Jezebel sent him a threat that had him on the run. And so he started to feel detached, as if he was the only one left. And this is what burnout does. It causes you to feel as if you are alone. There is a third symptom of burnout and that decreased satisfaction is almost as if nothing satisfies you. The food you used to like, the drink you used to like, the people you used to like, the things you liked to listen to, the places you liked to go, nothing satisfies you anymore. You are insatiable and you just don't know why. It's because you are experiencing burnout, and it is important that you stop and realize that you are feeling burnt out and you have the ability to shift your life before you get deeper into this thing. Lack of recognition of being burnt out is not good. So you want to stop. You want to take a personal look. You want to recognize, reverse, and build resilience. So you first of all recognize, reverse, and then build resilience. These are the three ways to overcome or get out of being burnt out. Recognize, reverse, and building resilience. Now, burnout is a little bit different from being stressed. Stressed is like the hybrid version of being burnt out. And burnt out, being burnt out leads ultimately to being stressed. And you don't want to get to that level. It is some type of stress, but not stress in its entirety. You don't want to get to being completely stressed out. So you must deal with the burnout before it gets that far. Recognize that you are. You have to sometimes stop yourself. Stop. Stop and realize that you are not the same person you were a couple weeks ago. You are not feeling the same energy. And you are not okay. And it is okay to take a break. I had to learn that. It's a tough lesson. But you don't want to learn the hard way. So you want to recognize. And it is not weak to realize or recognize that you are feeling burnt out and actually taking a break. It is not you being weak. This is you doing what's best for you. Now, secondly, you want to reverse. Undo the damage by seeking some type of support. Seeking support. There's talking therapy. And, you know, you don't have to necessarily pay a therapist, even though that is good. And I encourage you to do so. But there are other people that will listen to you. If you have a good friend that is willing to just listen to you talk, that will help. Just talk. Not somebody to give you feedback. Maybe you could prep your friend by saying, I just want to talk. I don't want any feedback. I don't even want encouragement. I don't want pity. I just want to talk. And I just want you to listen and just say, mm-hmm. Sometimes giving feedback is not always the best time to do that. Sometimes just listening, if you're on the other end of this, sometimes just listening is good enough. Sometimes feedback is not what the person needs. They just want to be heard. And thirdly, build resilience by taking care of yourself, both physically and emotionally. Physically by eating right, proper hygiene, exercising, and emotionally by praying, fasting, you know, practicing solitude, meditate, breathing, taking a walk, having a social network that you can call upon people. And when you do these three things, this will help you not only to manage it, but to get out of it. Don't allow yourself to be trapped. There is help, and you should seek it because you deserve to live your best life. My name is Pastor Kim, and this is Transforming Lives.